Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
And Duke Chappelle taking it to the streets today, guys. We're up at Gustin's or down at Gustin's, depending on what part of... You know, Cherokee or Forsyth, you live. We're over in Woodstock, Georgia today at a great bar, great food, great service, great ownership, great crew. We'll be here till 6 o'clock, guys. So come on by, see Dukes and Bell. Some of our old friends, including one of our favorite young listeners who's playing baseball. Now, when is he going to get sick of baseball? This poor kid's playing baseball 12 months a year, Carl.
He's got a – mom told me he's got a pitching lesson today, I believe. Pitching, right? Is that right?
Right.
So look.
Could you ever get sick of baseball as a kid?
You know what? I regret, Mike, after seeing all this money being thrown around, that I quit baseball when I did. I should have kept playing baseball.
Man.
I would have been like Cecil Fielder, just a fat first baseman, making a jillion dollars. I would have
thrown
the ball.
I would have been throwing a split-finger fastball at age 10. You know, I had my first Tommy John at puberty. You know what I mean? Because it just seems to be like it's – but anyway, this young man does really well, plays travel team ball. He's just a great kid. Good dude.
Is. It's good to see you guys. Man, it's been a good time out here. And, again, Donnie, the owner. Donnie, thank you, sir. Appreciate you having us out here.
Donnie's a good guy. He's a good egg over there.
Yes, he is. And, by the way, he's got another one of these restaurants, if you're not familiar, up in Acworth. So, if you can't come here, check out the one in Acworth. Menu's amazing. Food is good. Bars, everything. The bartenders do a good job. Real quick, Mike, Day-Day was asking us a question about if Florida's to get back.
And I'm sorry, I hijacked your conversation and made it all about Florida State. What a bum Mike Norvell is. But back to you.
Well, it made me laugh.
No,
you were like, Florida's had amazing coaches, but none of them worked out. But let me tell you about Mike Norvell.
I fired a nasty gram off today at the university saying, look, I spent some money this year investing in the new seats. You know, and this crap is what I'm getting. You haven't won an ACC game in over a year, but I digress. But Florida fans feel the same way, and they've been feeling the same way about Billy Napier for 3 years.
Yeah.
Last year the knock was he couldn't recruit. They went through that whole, you know, on again, off again with their quarterback. He does get a good quarterback, and he still gets fired. I'm just wondering, do you have the commitment from the athletic director and your fan base and your boosters to find that next Kurt Cignetti, a guy who's going to be a relative unknown to a lot of your fans, I guess is my point.
Yeah, here's what I'd say, Day-Day, to the question. Florida can be as relevant as Georgia or Alabama, but they also understand, and I think all these big programs understand, that you aren't going to have a dynasty anymore. A dynasty consists of you being in the college football playoff year after year, having a chance to win it. If you're in it 4 years straight and you win one, and then you're out of the college football playoff the following year, it's a hell of a run now, right? I think the goal ultimately is, can we be a top 12 program? Florida can. So it's not just winning the national championship anymore. Yes, that's always the ultimate goal. But at the end of the day, in this new world, whoever goes in there says, hey, we're going to be one of the top 12 programs year in and year out. And if you're going to tell me that Florida doesn't have the resources to do that, you're wrong. It's why we're all tripping about Brian Kelly and LSU. LSU, there are about five teams, guys, in the SEC year in and year out that should be in that 12.
LSU gets off the bus. They look like the Steelers. We've always talked about the athletes they've got. And that's before you even talk about the transfer portal. Matter of fact, they've got so much talent. Some guys, everyone's got an LSU receiver on their roster, seemingly.
It's true.
But my thing with Florida, everything you just said is 100%. It makes Georgia fans, I'm not telling Georgia fans anything they don't already know.
They're spoiled, Mike. We're spoiled.
But how lucky you are with a guy like Kirby, and hopefully Tech's got the same thing with Brent Key. Now, Brent's going to hope that Philo is the next big quarterback and he can continue to augment his 4 stars and maybe now get a couple of 5 stars every year. But if you're Kirby and you're Georgia, what was your down year last year? You got beat in a quarterfinal. You still went to the playoffs and lost to Notre Dame. Right? You still had a good season. You had a season that, you know, 9/10 of college football fans would give their left nut for.
That's right.
But that was a down year for Georgia. So you're living up there. Sorry for the visual, Danny. I'm just saying. I mean, but that's where
he's not lying.
But you're living there. Florida is not there, but they can get back there. Because Carl said it. You've got the greatest athletes in the country are right in your backyard if you can keep them there.
It's a hot recruiting bed, man. And here's the thing. Miami, at one point, controlled Dade County. Like, all those high schools down there and all that talent, and everybody was going to Miami, and you saw it. And then they were going around the country and pulling from the best, you know, high schools in the country when they were on top. Again, the heyday of the 80s. But, Mike, the reality is, like, Florida, you're right. Just like Georgia. Kirby, if he doesn't want to, he doesn't have to leave the state.
Right.
He doesn't have to. He does because there are kids that obviously are all going to say yes. But Florida's that same thing. And their state is bigger. They got more kids to choose from. It's like Texas. Texas never has to leave the state.
Right.
That's the big thing. It used to be like, hey, we don't have to leave our state to be great. And now I think you do because, again, it's just the recruiting world. But it's interesting. And if you're going Dukes and Bell, while you're talking about Florida, they're next up for Georgia. We just ran through the list of coaches that have come and gone. Kirby has been the one consistent at Georgia. Florida can't find their guy.
Look, and Sarkisian might not even be the guy in Texas, a team with all the resources.
Right. You're right.
You know, he's going to be at a crossroads at some point. You just mentioned Brian Kelly, who left Notre Dame. And people, how can he leave Notre Dame? Because he's got a better athletes at LSU, and he doesn't. He still can't win. But just real quick, getting back to what you said about Kirby, you're right. Who's that next Kirby Smart? I mean, who is that next? Your guys already—they've pulled Dan Lanning from Oregon. Now Lanning's going to have to win the big one at some point. But Penn State—they did everything but put the cherry on top of the sundae. Now they're back to square one.
Yeah.
You know, with the coach. So that's how hard it is. It just goes back to all the parity, and to your point, a team which can consistently make the playoffs is maybe one of 5 or 6 in the country.
That's it, man. I mean, look, and if you're going, well, what teams, guys? Georgia. I'm talking about just SEC.
Right.
5 teams: LSU, Georgia, Alabama, Florida. Who's the 5th team in the SEC that should every year be making the playoff?
Right.
It's not Vandy.
Ole Miss fans now feel that perhaps Lane Kiffin's
correct.
And that's why he's going to be so curious to see if he stays there.
It's not South Carolina.
By the way, is Lane Kiffin going to stay at Ole Miss?
Now, one of our listeners is a huge Ole Miss fan. That's an Ole Miss family. I walked over and said hello, and they said, would you guys stop it? I said, what? All of this Lane Kiffin is next at this university? He's not going anywhere. Okay.
All right.
We're not going to say anything else about Lane.
You know what she also said?
What?
Carl, this is his blind side. You protect him. She's a really big fan. Even made a movie about her.
Yeah, look, she's right, though. She said he could run for governor and he'd win up there.
Right.
But that's what winning does for you. But my point is, guys, now that you've added Texas and Oklahoma, pick one of those schools and say, those are the 5 schools every year that should be competing and having a shot at the 12, 5 spots in the 12 every year.
Right. And then if you're Josh Heupel, Bobby, damn it, Bobby, you know, you're still alive. You know, you're still okay, potentially. 2 losses, but you're still, you know, you'll see how the rest.
Notice how I left Tennessee out of that.
The rest of the league.
Because there's only one U2.
The rest of the SEC and the rest of the schedule plays out. But that's why, think of it like Shane Beamer. Last year, everybody's the bell of the ball, and now they're grinding. It's kind of back to being another kind of middling, you know, South Carolina season.
Did you see Shane go off on the reporter? Reporter was like, what gives you faith that you guys are getting better? He's like, what gives us faith? What gives us faith? I watch these guys at practice every day, and I understand what they're going through. Shane went off on this reporter, but you're right. It's a grind right now for him, man.
But that's why, you know, even though I did invoke FSU, there was a reason. I just got off the rails.
I'm glad you realized.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, believe me, I know. But here's a team that won a championship in 2013. It seems like it was 1913, if you're a Florida State fan. Now, again, the circumstances around the injuries and getting blown out of the playoffs, because the playoffs are a TV show. But that's it, Carl. If you're a Noles fan, you feel like you feel like, I'll take Jimbo Fisher back at this point. Mm. How desperate do you have to be to do that? And that's how some fans feel, let alone where Florida is and deciding who their next coach is going to be.
All right, you guys can hit us up. Just a sidebar conversation, guys. It's just interesting. Sometimes you don't know how good you have it until you don't. And to go from Mark Richt, who won a lot of games,
right,
to get Kirby, who's elevated the program, you just realize, man, damn, we got it good.
And Kirby's still got to pivot to this new world you're in. This, you said it. There's no more dynasties, but there is going to be, I think, the elites, those four or five or six we mentioned, are always going to be in the mix.
They should be. And if they're not, they don't have the right guy. If LSU's not relevant, Mike, they don't have the right guy.
Right.
404-726-0929. You guys can hit us up. Let us know what you think about that conversation as we've been talking about what's going on. Let's get caught up on the Falcon injuries, Mike, because I want to know who was limited today.
Hey, limited was Darnell Mooney, that hamstring. So Darnell is still not 100%.
What's up, Darnell?
Made a catch, missed a catch. That's why we were so hung up on the Ray McCloud thing, because we're still pretty thin at wide receiver. At least
you notice how my what's up, Darnell, has diminished.
Yeah, what's up, Darnell?
What's up, Darnell?
Tyler Allgeier with a hip and a knee was limited. The big name, of course, Michael Penix Jr., limited again today with a knee. So we'll see about that.
Now, what's that mean?
Well, if he doesn't participate Friday, he's probably not going to play on Sunday. So we'll see, but that's generally been the rule of thumb. But some good news. Storm Norton, a full participant with that foot injury. So I don't know if they're going to decide to get him in there in place of Elijah Wilkinson. Last week against San Francisco was the first game where Elijah looked bad. He's been really good. We haven't complained about him at all until it was really noticeable. The entire offensive line struggled. Storm Norton with a foot. He was back to full. Jordan Fuller okay. Kadarrell Hodge, who can also play wide receiver, back off the peck. Full participant. Jake Matthews limited with an ankle. Zach Harrison limited with a knee. Felipe Franks limited with a calf. Leonard Floyd got a day off. Divine Diablo not participating.
Did you say Divine Diablo?
And, you know, availability and ability. I don't want to trigger Georgia fans, but – you know, we said this, and I mentioned that.
Don't do it.
I mentioned the James
Mike,
Pierce.
Don't do it.
Junior, you know, expectations.
Mike, don't say this.
Well, Jalen Walker is not playing a lot.
I knew you were going to say this.
Jalen Walker looks great in Minnesota. He throws J.J. McCarthy around like a rag doll, and that's kind of been the highlight reel.
Why did you have to say this?
Did not participate, as Carl would say in Texas, a groin
is killing him
injury, and then Billy Bowman with a hammy. So we love Billy, but he looks like he's going to be out as well.
Okay, you know what? Frustrating for Jalen Walker.
Bomb. Dog fan. Oh, wait a minute. What did
no,
Mike
I didn't say?
That was, what did he say?
That's doctored audio.
I didn't hear it. Frustrating for Jalen Walker. Bomb.
Wow.
I didn't say that. That's, you know, that, now people are going to be coming at me. I got enough guys triggered on me over the James
Pierce.
Did
you say that about Jalen Walker?
That's, you know, that's, no, that's our engineer being creative.
See, yeah, I heard bum. That sounds like a familiar bum.
But Jalen Walker fell to us.
Uh-oh.
At 50. He's got to be.
Uh-oh.
I don't have time for projects here. Okay. We don't have time for projects. We drafted people for immediate impact.
Oh, my goodness.
What kind of impact?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
Hmm.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Immediate impact.
What kind of impact?
Immediate. What kind of asteroid? Deep impact. Okay.
Oh, my goodness. You're feeling some kind of way today.
Well, I'm just keeping it real. When keeping it real goes wrong.
What do we have coming up in Guy Talk?
I'll tell you what. Jeff Teague tells you what happens if you mention LeBron.
Uh-oh.
And it ain't good. Did Tua just tell the media in Miami that he's too short to play quarterback? And did you know that Julio Jones has a pretty impressive record that may get surpassed tonight on Thursday Night Football? Stay tuned.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus doorbusters and a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Ooh. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.